in a nutshell, it's you're small enough to keep it personal, but large enough to offer a bit more flexibility depending on the solution that clients need effectively.
Yes, that's exactly where we're trying to sit. And while we do want to grow, and we have a very well thought out growth plan that we're working towards, we just don't want to be that big. We want to be able to continue to have that personal touch with our clients. That's really important to us. Last year, we turned away as much business as we won.
Wow.
The reason that we did that, and this is another one of the reasons I love this company, we did it because we never want to overcommit to our clients. So we will not take on work if we don't feel like we can give 110% and deliver on it. But we also don't ever want to put our staff in a position where they can't have balance in their life. So we turn away work when we don't have enough staff.
Honestly so, so important. It's one of my rules in life and in business.
As I got to know Nick Dyer, who's our CEO, and got to spend some more time with my friends talking about what they were doing at Catalyst, I was so impressed that a company that was that small and kind of that nascent in its journey was putting a tremendous amount of focus on building a healthy company culture. That's not something you typically see in a startup. You know, startups are typically so busy just getting started up and getting the job done and building out new business. They don't always think about the kind of culture they're building around them. And one of the things that I frequently say about culture is if you're not focused on building a positive company culture, the culture is going to build up around you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want it to or not. And it may or may not look like what you ideally want it to look like. And that made the Catalyst job, again, made it very appealing. And just the more family feel of a smaller company, you can really get to, even with 400 people in the company full time, I haven't talked to everybody, but I've talked to a lot of people, like more probably than I ever did in my 9 years at United. Like, it is such a fun business to be in. It's so exciting. You get to see that nascent treatments coming through clinical trials, and then hopefully watch them be successful, have great results, and then eventually come to market. It's just really meaningful, impactful work.